Coaches, here's everything you need to know for the voice-activated exercise. Teams go as communication goes. You don't need to dive deep into research to see teams who have an inability to communicate struggle. Communication is the key to making teams work. Unfortunately, due to a variety of factors, many athletes aren't developing the ability to communicate at a high level, and our teams are suffering as a result. Our players often communicate too soft, they mumble, their sentences trail off, and they aren't very clear with their speech. In this exercise, we'll focus on getting players to build the habit of communicating with the appropriate volume, clarity, and speed. We're all familiar with voice-activated devices. Think about Alexas or Google Homes or even voice detects on our phone. We know how they work. Well, voice-activated units and devices are designed to respond to our communication, but they only work when we communicate effectively. Voice-activated units require us to communicate with the appropriate volume, clarity, and speed. Otherwise, the unit won't work. It is our responsibility to communicate with the right volume, clarity, and speed in order to activate the unit. Well, the same goes for our teammates. Our players will not engage one another unless they speak with the appropriate volume, clarity, and speed. Your players in this exercise will receive the necessary reps to assure they're sending communication in the most effective way. Here's how the exercise works. Your players will need their phones for this exercise. If everyone has a phone, have them do this exercise by themselves. Otherwise, they can pair off with someone else who has a phone. Have them open up the note tab in their phone. Each person will receive the voice-to-text text list that is available in your curriculum. You can print the list right there in your lesson plan. The exercise will require each person to communicate each sentence in the text list with 100% accuracy to their phone using voice-to-text. In order to accomplish this, the players will need to communicate with the appropriate volume, clarity, and speed, the same components needed to effectively communicate to their teammates. Have the players spread out throughout the room so there's not a noise overlap between one player and the next. Have each player go through the entire list, speaking sentence by sentence into their phone until they've communicated each of the 7 lines with 100% accuracy. You can ask them to show you their text to assure completion. To add incentive and a layer of competitiveness, offer a small prize to allow the players that extra incentive to get that 100% accuracy on that first time through the list. Not the second time. Give the prizes for the first time all the way through with 100% accuracy. They will step up and try to get to that challenge, but it'll be tough. As time permits and depending on engagement levels, feel free to have the players do multiple rounds to see if they can improve on their first attempt. Before having the group begin, though, have one player come to the front and demonstrate the exercise. Use your phone, and you can let them hold it or place it in front of them. Give them the sheet and have them communicate the lines via voice to text. The demonstration is a fun way to introduce the exercise, as the player will either score 100% or it'll serve as a great example and have moments where their message did not get communicated well and it distorts the message with a funny alternative. This exercise is designed to build momentum and get players into the habit of speaking with the appropriate volume, clarity, and speed. This is a theme that you'll continue reinforcing all season long as you challenge your players to speak with that leadership voice that you know they have inside them. So on this one, coaches, have fun and lead them up.